This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Attention, and I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Officials at Fort Hood are telling CNN they have an active shooter on base.
Was he on any sort of medications?
Yes.
Robert Scott Bell.
Every 19 minutes in this country, someone dies of a prescription drug overdose. I couldn't find one documented case of someone dying of a marijuana overdose.
This ultimately is about death.
Robert Scott Bell.
I'm shocked to find that gambling is going on in here.
It's shocking.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
New day on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Do you want some glyphosate in your beer and wine or vice versa? We've also got some proponents of health savings accounts saying that they're going to free up some of your money, theoretically, to spend it on things you want to for health care, supplements, homeopathics. I'm not holding my breath, but I have a perspective on it that you won't hear anywhere else in broadcast media. Then top 10 truths and topics you will not hear in the mainstream media. Most all of them you'll hear here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. We got Timothy Welsh here, Super Don. Super Don is here. And if you, I know there are people just like, when are you going to give away the CBD? Well, we've got some CBD to give away, but in order to know how, and those of you who have entered, we've got your entries. They're piling up. You have to get the show. Should there's show notes, you can sign up at robertscottbell.com and get more email alerts. And that'll tell you how to enter the contest. Free CBD on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Free CBD from RSB. That's what we'll say. Looking forward to Tanner's dad, Tim Welsh, going to be on. We're going to talk about the threats to censorship, the real threats, vaccine censorship. You can't discuss vaccines unless you are communicating the party line. But first and foremost, Congress is going after Big Pharma. Yes, you've heard that right. Senators are railing on pharmaceutical executives. How hard is this one to do? It's like, they're saying, oh my gosh, it's even bipartisan. The Democrats and the Republicans are aligned, and they're going after Big Pharma. Why? Because their drugs are killing too many people. No, it has nothing to do with that. They could care less about the deaths to modern medicine, Big Pharma, FDA approvals. No, they just want it to be cheaper. They want your deaths to be even more affordable. Yes, that's right. Your Congress critters, your senators, screaming and crying about the price of drugs in America. And am I the only one that says, hooray, it's too expensive. People are going to have to find natural solutions to what ails them because they are certainly not suffering from FDA-approved drug deficiency diseases. And I know some of you say, well, that's harsh, Robert. You want people to die because they can't get their drugs. No, I want them to live. I want them to truly undo the damage that is being caused by managing diseases that Big Pharma brought on by vaccinating you and your kids. The gateway drug is an intervention called vaccine. Downturn in health from there. If you survive the vaccine, chronic disease, they will diagnose 5, 10, 15 different things and give you 5, 10, or 15 or more different drugs. None of which is going to correct the problem, but make ultimately the problem worse while suppressing symptoms that you find inconvenient, miserable even. But what's the cost of drugs? It ain't the price. It's the price you pay after you're on them for life. Drugs used to be something that you were put on very sparingly for a short period of time to get you out of a life or death crisis. We've got news on antibiotics today as well. The germs are going to fight the germs in order to get you more antibiotics. We'll talk about that, too. So Chuck Grassley, who, you know, if we're going to weigh it out, Grassley's been a bit of an ally over the years on dietary supplements and natural medicine, a little bit more than some. But he says he's sick and tired of the blame game. I don't want to hear it. I am so sick and tired of this blame. You're blaming this. You're blaming that. Tell me why your prices are so high. Grassley, you're not the brightest bulb in the Senate if you have to ask that question. Don't you know why prices are high? Doesn't anybody in Congress know why prices are high? Super Don, do you know why prices are high for drugs that are approved by the FDA?
All right, well, I'll take a stab at it. Insurance.
All right, well, that's a symptom of insurance, yeah. But
I guess let me explain. Yeah. Let me explain. Because the insurance companies will pay these super inflated prices on these drugs, right?
Mm-hmm.
And most people, majority of people, end up, there are some people that have to pay out of their pocket. There are.
Yeah.
Majority of people either pay with their private insurance or they pay with their government insurance, Medicare, Part D or whatever.
So they're not really paying. It's coming out of a third-party coffer of some kind.
And the thing is, the drug companies know that they can charge, $300,000 a year on these drugs because the insurance companies are going to cover that cost or the majority of it.
Wrong answer, Hans.
No?
You're talking symptoms. And listen, you're not wrong, per se. I'm not really dissing on Super D. I would never do that. It's a monopoly. It's a monopoly. Jeez. I mean, come on, Grassley.
It's the bureaucratic oligarchy.
Well, yeah, the oligarchy is defending the monopoly. But it's the
Which
monopoly.
Which is a symptom of the Hegelian dialectic.
You have created a monopoly for the treatment of diseases that are caused by the very treatments for those diseases.
That's true. All right.
And
okay,
so,
I see where you're going.
Yeah. So Big Pharma doesn't have to compete with anybody, anything. In fact, they get the FDA and sick the FDA on those dangerous health food store products. Those homeopathic things. Scott Gottlieb, go get them. They're dangerous. And Scott Gottlieb, we've got to really crack down on these homeopathic medicines. Why? Are they harmful to anybody? No, no one's dying from them. No one's ever died of a homeopathic remedy. But no, they're killing our profits. People are starting to spend more money on natural medicines. Listen, back in the 90s, they did analyses, and they said more money was being spent out of pocket, okay? Out of pocket on natural or complementary alternative therapies than were being spent on pharmaceutical drugs, FDA-approved drugs. That was already back in the 90s. Why do you think mandatory participation in the medical monopoly had to happen with Obamacare? Why do you think we're having Medicare for All pushes? Because they know you're leaving them. Maybe if you're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show, you've already left them. And they can't have that. You can't leave the monopoly. That can't be allowed. So Grassley and his fellow senators up there doing the dog and pony show, Republicans and Democrats, holding hands, taking drugs, and saying, why is it so expensive, you evil pharmaceutical, whatever. You know, I'm not going to cuss about it. I'm like, dude, jack up them prices so people will finally figure out that those drugs are dangerous and deadly and not the solution to their problems. They are the cause of their problems. And ultimately, government, Grassley, is the cause of the expensive drugs. In a free market, I'm not talking a managed market. I'm not talking crony capitalism. I'm talking true free market where all healers were freed up to heal. And I know, Super Don, I'm going Jeff Bezos, $1 trillion in space right now, right? This is something that is, I know, beyond belief. We can't conceive of freedom. That's too dangerous. No, don't argue for freedom. How come you ask the question, Grassley, how come it's so expensive? Because it's a monopoly. If they had to compete with homeopathics, herbal medicines, natural medicines, all of those things, and those substances could say what drugs could say. I'm not talking about fraudulently. I'm talking about based on scientific research, things like that. If there wouldn't be an enforcement arm like FDA or FTC shutting down freedom of speech, then suddenly people would be going different routes, trying different things, and we'd actually find out what works. I know what works. If you listen to the Robert Scott Bell Show, you know a lot about what works, and it ain't Big Pharma. And it ain't Grassley, as good as he is on some things, questioning and grilling Big Pharma along with other Democrats or Republicans that are going to solve the problem because they don't want to know the solution. And they sort of do. It's to end the medical monopoly. They're not going to do it because guess why? In the show notes today, you'll see a secondary article to where we're opening today. Big Pharma's paychecks to big senators. Listen, I question the whole questioning because on the one hand, they're questioning How is this so expensive? On the other hand, they're like, Big Pharma's giving them big bucks. And so what really is going on here? We want to know why it costs so much. It's like, well, do you realize that Big Pharma gives more money to Congress critters than all other industries combined, even more than Big Oil? Big Pharma, all right? Senator Bob Casey, Pennsylvania, Democrat. Mike Crapo, I probably said his name wrong. Idaho, Republican. Bob Portman, Republican, Ohio. Johnny Isaacson, Republican, Georgia. Tom Carper, Democrat, Delaware. Doesn't matter what side of the aisle they're on. They will buy you. Look in California, it's all Democrat. They bought them, they sold out their children to Big Pharma with pharmaceutical mandates, vaccinations. It's a church, it's a cult, and they bought your Congress critter. They bought your senator. Very few over the course of recent history could not be bought, Ron Paul especially. Look at how much money is being paid out to these crony, pharmaceutically bought senators that are going, I'm going to bat for the American people. We're going to reduce the prices on drugs. Did I mention that those drugs are the third leading cause of death and that they exist in a monopoly with no real competition? Do you wonder? Really? Can we take you back to Econ 101? Do drug prices or any prices operating in a monopoly ever go down? Does innovation ever go up in a monopoly? I'm sorry, Super Don. I know Grassley is good on some things, but I can't give him any props for this. This is a show. This is garbage. And they're being paid behind the backs of the American people, right out front, because we have the links to how much they're getting paid as well. What are they really going to accomplish with this, Super D? What do you think?
Votes, maybe, when the election comes. Mm-hmm. I don't know. So maybe they'll probably earn some points in some kind of a poll somewhere. But at the end of the day, is this really going to solve any problems? No,
not even.
It's not.
Not even. Sorry, guys and girls. This is not me being a bummer. I'm just telling you, if you're looking for Congress to correct the problems that they created, the money going into their pockets is basically designed not to ever solve the problem. Oh, wait, it's the FDA's problem. Right? Write a letter. The FDA will say, Congress can take care of that. Write a letter to your congressman. Well, FDA says they can't do anything about it. And the drug prices keep spiraling upward, and then you're going to be claiming that the only solution is Ocasio-Cortez care. Medicare for all, VA for all, socialized medicine, because no one could afford it, and then watch it rationed. And, of course, watch them further eliminate any competition to the government-sanctioned system under socialized medicine. Homeopathy, gone. Herbal medicine, gone. GMOs, in every plate in America. Mandated, because they also bought Congress as well. All right, Tim Welsh coming up, Tanner's dad. We're going to talk about vaccine censorship.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver Bioactive Silver Hydrosol is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products, tastes like water, and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit sovereignsilver.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
We pledge allegiance to one flag, and that flag is the American flag.
The Did you know the official National American flag has never been manufactured for retail stores? The one that Americans fought and died for. The one symbol that represents our Constitution. Now you can be a part of this great movement that's never been seen before. Together, we'll recapture America. Call 1-877-383-4777 or visit theofficialflag.com. Theofficialflag.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
You do that, if they release that song today, it'd be Turn Up the Internet. And here's a guy that's been turning it up for a while. He's known as Tanner's dad. Tanner's dad, Tim. Tim Welsh is joining us back on the Robert Scott Bell Show. And he started the Twitter storm, hashtag CDC whistleblower, and it just blew up to a billion plus impressions. And of course, the impact this is having years later is that they're calling for censorship on the internet. Censorship on Twitter, censorship on Facebook, censorship on YouTube. Right? The American ideal. Censor that which you agree with and that you're frightened of. Anybody knowing? Well, Tanner's dad is not going to be censored. He's speaking up for his dad, for his child, for his son, and so many other children out there that don't have a voice anymore because of the injury that they experienced from the vaccination religion. Tim, welcome back to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Thank you very much for having me.
So, backstory for us, for everybody that's new to you and needs to know, what is it that drives you, how you got here?
Well, I've been at it for 16 years now, and I witnessed my son on July 4th, 9 o'clock in the morning, beautiful sunny day, walk into the living room and say, my name is Tanner, my name is Tanner, and that's the last time he spoke. He had a reaction to five doses of vaccines, and basically like air out of a balloon, losing all ability and just a major regression that the doctors saw. At one point said, this is not autism after the vaccinations. This is classic autism. And I saw it before my very own eyes, and I would testify in court to that. And I've had doctors tell me in the exam room that's exactly what happened.
So when is it that you became an activist? Obviously, you got to try and help your own son, but realizing there's a whole community of people, thousands and many thousands, tens of thousands of families that have been impacted the way you have, some worse, some not as bad, but all bad ultimately.
Well, basically, it became about because of therapy for myself. During the stress of downsizing at work and the stress of the diagnosis, I ended up having two heart attacks at 38, came within an hour of dying, and going through the stress classes, stress reduction classes, I was told to reduce that stress, and so I started blogging and writing, writing articles for Age of Autism, blogging. This is days before Facebook and that sort of thing. So I was out there with actual print articles at about 1,000 bylines, and then that kind of escalated into the age of Twitter when it first dawned, where we were able to win some Pepsi refresh grants, win some vehicles for charities, win some money for charities, win some money for the movie The United States of Autism, which is coming up on 10 years and may have a sequel. And so it just kind of went from there, $100,000 in 72 hours for the Dan Marino Foundation. And so I've not stopped. One of the things that happens with the vaccine trolls that are paid to be there, they come and go, they come and go, where parents of with injured children stick around for years and years and years.
Well, and not only that, the crisis is getting so big that, you know, we've even seen mainstream articles now referencing the wave of generations of children now coming to adulthood with, you know, within the autism spectrum from mild to severe and the various challenges that that will pose for our economic system, much less our healthcare system. I mean, the very ability to have a standing army, you know, an army anywhere when 50% or more of the kids are neurologically damaged.
Do you realize, Robert, that a year ago, the mainstream media declared the vaccine, people that question vaccines and the vaccine hesitancy movie absolutely dead. They said it was dead in the water. It's over. We've put it to bed. There's no vaccine hesitancy anymore. And then a year later, come to 2019, we are now considered one of the top health threats by WHO. So I mean, they've tried every form of fake news propaganda that's out there. They claim that the parents out there that are voicing their opinions and swaying the opinions of the public are Russian bots. That's absolutely false. We actually, in the process of doing the CDC whistleblower, did a daily news segment called TA Tips, and we actually went through who was tweeting what through the 2014, 15, 16 time period, and we actually notified everybody that, yes, there are a few fake bot accounts, but in no way across the board is it driven by the Russian bot.
No, and now recently, I think, was it Hotez or somebody called us a media empire? We've got to destroy the media empire that includes what they call anti-vaxxers. By the way, folks, wear that label proud. Anti-vaxxer means your pro-immune system. They're arguing for the destruction of the immune system, the pro-vaxxers, the vaccine sycophants, the cultists. But not here, not now, not ever, not on the Robert Scott Bell Show, although freedom of speech is here. We got it with Tanner's dad, Tim Welsh. He's going to continue talking about the censorship issue when we come back.
Great heavens! What kind of radio show is this?
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Do you really want to rely on medical doctors for better health? Or would you rather know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hey, this is RSV, and after a quarter century of healing research, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sickness. So how do I keep myself and my family from getting sick? It includes the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, especially Transfer Points Beta-1 3D Glucan. Go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSV show discount today. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta-Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on all these natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSV show discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump and North Korean leader Kim Jong-un are both now in Vietnam preparing for their second summit. The meetings will begin on Wednesday and are expected to last into Thursday. Republican Senator Cory Gardner of Colorado explains what he says we need to get out of this meeting.
We need a clear, concrete roadmap to complete verifiable, irreversible denuclearization. If we don't have that roadmap, concrete steps taken toward denuclearization, it's a surrender by the United States.
Michael Cohen is no longer a lawyer. A state panel in New York announced on Wednesday that it is disbarring Cohen because of his conviction for lying to Congress and campaign finance violations. Cohen testified before a Senate Intelligence Committee on Tuesday and is set to appear tomorrow before a House committee as well. A Democratic-led vote in the House on a resolution to block President Trump's declaration of a national emergency has passed. This is USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon? Hiking to the top of a mountain? Or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allyn Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, on Twitter, you can find him at Tanner's Dad, TannersDad. Tim Welsh. And he's been a champion for his son and for many other children out there trying to communicate and actually doing it. The messages that are very real for a lot of parents out there, a lot of families out there that have injured children, and maybe adults as well. Maybe they've been injured. And Tim, you have been, you know, at a forefront leader of this. But again, the concern everybody has right now is, are they going to succeed at censoring this message? Are they going to just shut us down? What do you see happening? I mean, you're plugged in a way that, you know, it's above my pay grade, you know, to talk about what you know in regards to social media and censorship. So please let us know what we can expect and how we can maybe overturn what they're trying to do.
my team of warriors, our team of warriors, has not stopped since the days of CDC whistleblower and getting a billion impressions, 2 billion, 3 billion, 5 billion impressions with CDC whistleblower. We have not stopped. I've surpassed 240,000 individual live tweets at this point. And during that time, the team that works with me has been producing memes and hashtags and videos to go along with it. So what we realized in our strategy this week was we have a plethora of information, libraries upon libraries, that are available for people to retweet and to put out there. And one of the things that we have on our side is absolute passion and heart. And so what we need now is everybody to grab a piece of the information that's out there, go find it on your favorite sites, and then just re-put it out there. What this society does to keep you in place, to keep you in the matrix, is to tell you you can't copy somebody else's material and put it out there. But you would think it was the best compliment if somebody took the Robert Scott Bell Show and then put it over and over and over again in different formats, and so that they came back and referenced you to come back to robertscottbell.com, wouldn't you? So that's one of the best compliments to the freedom fighters that are out there, to say that you've recognized their work and then you're going to share it. And so we've done micro videos, macro videos, long videos, short videos. Those are all out there to share on your favorite platform. And we have a million new platforms coming up that we can use, like Mike Adams, Brighteon, MeWe, Peaks, a lot of other platforms to put information on.
Well, I just think about this claim that we are now a media empire. I'm like, really? If I were to add up all 500 sites that they referenced as a media empire, and we added up the income of all of those sites to support the efforts or whatever, and against one major network or one major cable network, I don't even think there's a comparison that could be made in terms of the influx of money. Of course, Big Pharma through mainstream media outlets, new media, alternative media, rarely if ever takes any money from Big Pharma, but those that are kind of what we call the hacks or the skepducks, those that are trying to kind of targeting us, for instance. I don't know if they're being paid, but I don't.
It makes you laugh a little bit that YouTube's response is, oh, we're going to take advertising off of your YouTube promotion, when the majority of us put the YouTube video out there because we want to educate people. I'm not in the business of getting in an argument with anybody. If somebody wants to argue with me, I just hit the block button and go on to the next mother that needs to learn about health freedom and damage that is being done to their children. So I'm not here to sell or promote or anything. I'm just doing this because I have a heart and a purpose to saving babies, saving lives, saving relationships. That's my mantra. That's my goal.
And you've just revealed the reason why the bad guys will never ultimately win. Because, once their flow of money stops coming in, they're going to go find something else to do. Their heart is not in this. They're paid to pretend that they're into it. But the folks that are part of the so-called media empire of 500 sites that they apparently claim are just so dominating that we're now in the top 10 list of health threats to the globe, these are people who have the heart and the passion to do it, and they're not doing it for money. They're doing it because it's the right thing to do, because of what has happened to themselves, their family members, their children, their grandkids, or maybe nothing's happened to them yet, but they see friends, family members that have been harmed, and they are now as passionate to protect the lives of children before they are snuffed out by a hokey religion, a dangerous religion, the Church of Pharmaceutical Mysticism.
Don asked me what website would be best to talk to go with Tanner's dad. And I said, I work behind the scenes on over 30 different programs that are going on, different sites, different platforms, and I don't want one in particular to go over the other. I want the End Autism Now book to work. I want the HPV on Trial book to work. I want Vax2 to work. I want Robert F. Kennedy Jr. to work. I want Del Bigtree High Wire Talk to work. I want everybody. I want Tim Talk That World to work. I want all of them to work. Mm-hmm. And I want Robert Scott Bell Media to be infiltrate everybody's mind and heart and soul and get the message out there that our kids are just not healthy. Halfaresick.com.
Yeah, Tim, I opened the show talking about senatorial hearings about Big Pharma and the price of drugs. And I just laid into, you know, all of them. Even the guys that are holding it saying, oh, it's too expensive, and saying, you know what? The one hand, you're putting on a great show. On the other hand, you're taking money from Big Pharma. And on the other hand, you're supporting a monopoly in this way. On the other hand, you're about to have some kind of hearing with one of the vaccine sycophants out there, Peter Hotez, and you've denied a congressional testimony for RFK Jr., for goodness sake. You're not going to let a Kennedy come to Congress and testify on this issue? You know, how do you see this playing out? Because the federal government is now claiming, like Scott Gottlieb, you know, you states better get in line and stop letting people philosophically and religiously opt out of these things.
It sounds to me like they just called it audible. They went flat out all gas on hitting every state. And what they did, they caused us to build 50 coalitions in every state to fight these state bills. And just what happened in Washington with their biggest state of emergency that just absolutely failed, and they haven't said to anybody yet that the bill that they followed up that with just went down in flames. Now they're shifting gears instantly to the federal level. And what they're doing with the hearing that was today, the two hearings that tomorrow, and the hearing next week, is that they're shutting out the opposing voice. And as far as Laura Logan said last week, if something is black and white and it comes out in mainstream media, you know absolutely something is wrong. President Trump, whether you like him or you don't like him, hasn't done absolutely evil things for 2.5 years. He has done some good things. They haven't reported on any of the good things. It's 90%+ negative against it. And the same way with the vaccines. There's no angels in the corner that are making the vaccine product. It's the same companies that get sued every other day for their drugs that they're making on the other side of the factory. So we need to stand up and we need to say something.
Well, and it's a great point. You know, if they're yelling at Big Pharma at prices for drugs, it's like, well, you know, and I joked, it's because their drugs are killing people. That's why, right? But no, no mention of the deaths due to drugs, third leading cause of death. How about the danger of these vaccines? How about the $4 billion paid out through the National Vaccine Injury Compensation Program, this unconstitutional kangaroo court? You know, how about so many other things that, it, you know...
Well, how about the fact that you give a drug and then always there's an effect of a drug, so you have to give two more drugs to address the effects of the first drug, and before you know it, grandpa's up to 36 drugs and it kills them.
Yeah, and how about the fact that when you inject one size fits all every kid with a vaccine, not that I'm in favor of any of them the way they're doing them today, but how do you know how any one kid is going to react? They don't. And apparently they don't care. In fact, if you bring that up, you're now an anti-vaxxer, which is going to wear that badge with honor. Because you're for the immune system. You're for protecting kids genuinely and building immunity rather than destroying it.
There's no profit in health. I mean, when you make people very, very healthy, and then they don't need the pharmaceutical products that they keep piling on. And again, I just want to say that we went through the Boston Tea Party and we said no taxation without representation. The Constitution said this is the people's business that they're doing in Washington, D.C. And I want to say no forced vaccination without representation. That's exactly what they're doing at this point, to hold hearings without our representative, Robert F. Kennedy Jr., or similar spokespeople that know not allowed to speak out is absolutely heretical when you've got Peter Hotez out, that every single thing that comes out of his mouth, we've already put out rebuttal videos about.
You know, exactly. And how long does this go on? They're now so desperate, as I said, that they're getting the head of the FDA to say to the states, you better stop with the allowances for opting out of vaccines. First of all, a vaccine should be something you have to opt into. You know, it's automatic unless you opt out. That's nonsense. That's not informed consent. That violates Nuremberg. We're talking about injecting something that could kill you, and they don't reveal everything that's in it, much less the potential that it could. Although you might sign something to that effect, but the doctor, there's no liability. The nurse, whoever's given the shot, under no liability, if it's one of those recommended by the Centers for Disease Creation and Promotion. That's what I call the CDC. They, you know, $4 billion plus they buy in vaccines to resell. The, you know, conflicts of interest abound. I don't know if it's guerrilla warfare that we're engaged in on the through social media. But Tanner, if we've been called a media empire, I'm sorry, Tim, if we've been called a media empire, obviously we're succeeding.
One quick funny story I got to tell you. A couple weeks ago, I was watching The View. I was just flipping channels, and I kind of stay on top of their hot topics. And they were talking about the whole vaccine issue. And they immediately paint the people that are doing the philosophical exemptions as evil, and all those evil people in those evil states. Here, let's read off this list of evil states that still have these exemptions. And all of a sudden, Meghan McCain with Arizona was mentioned, and so they start picking on all those people in Arizona. They choose their own medical rights. And then it was Abby Huntsman that was picking on Meghan McCain at Arizona, and Abby Huntsman's from Utah, and that's also on the list. So they're reading the script, and then the conversation absolutely backfired in the face of the pharmaceutical industry, because they both said these pretty much conservative states are doing the things that Americans do. We protect our freedom as far as medical privacy, and we protect our freedom as far as choice, because that's the thing that we've done for thousands and thousands of years as far as first do no harm and the Nuremberg code. We don't want to go back to testing on children like we did in World War II, which we're approaching.
Right. Tim, what can people do real quick to participate and help out?
Well, right now we're using the hashtag VaxWoke, V-A-X-W-O-K-E, the hashtag Will You and MAGA Make Autism Go Away, and they can always find me at Tanner's Dad all across all platforms.
All right. Well, I'm going to talk with you a couple more minutes on the break. Don't go anywhere. And then when we come back, we're going to talk about Jeff Bezos' claim to bring a trillion people into outer space. If he includes certain people, I'll support it.
Can you repeat the part of the stuff where you said all about the things?
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert will be right back.
Hey folks, Robert Scott Bell here. More innovation coming from my good friends at Synergy Science, and of course the Echo Water that we all know and love, and Paul Barrettero. We've got a detox, and we've got more help to do it, including Ketox, oral chelation now available, as well as far infrared sauna to sweat it out.
That's right. People are aware of IV chelation, which can be expensive, and it's basically one few-hour session. But this is oral chelation, far more available to the body, and they do it for a three-month period. So they really can go into the zinc fingers of the thyroid and pull out the different heavy metals that are in their system, mercury, lead, these types of things that are really causing problems. And as far as using that in conjunction with the Synergy sauna is amazing, to be able to hydrate with the Echo Water, go in the sauna, sweat out the toxins, and all during that process, taking Ketox to get rid of the metals, it's an amazing protocol.
All right, learn more at Synergy Science. You can also go to robertswater.com. To link it through 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Special discounts for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesse. The Luminesse anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6630. 1-844-443-6637.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, y'all. You know, since the people that are so, you know, frightened of germs are so pro-vaccine, right? Germ theory, Antoine Béchamp, they don't know anything about the law of the terrain, right? Germs don't cause disease. They're the result of disease. Childhood infections are part of the process of strengthening immunity, teaching immunity, keeping kids healthy into adulthood so they're not debilitated with chronic neurological and other degradation diseases, autoimmunity, including cancers. And, you know, those of you know that there's scientific reference points to do it, but even observationally, as I've traveled around the world, as I'm a dad, but as a homeopath, and seen kids all over the world, the healthiest kids I see are either not vaccinated or they're the least vaccinated. The more heavily vaccinated the children are, the more chronic diseases they have, if they're not overtly in the autism spectrum. I don't know about this Jeff Bezos cat. I don't know if he's on the spectrum. I have no idea, but I know that this guy's got some wacky ideas. He's trying to out Elon Musk. Elon Musk, apparently, with space travel. He's a space cadet. He wants 1 trillion people in space, he says. Did you see this?
I did. Of course I did. Yes, he's, I'm reading the article here, and the goal that he has set here, it reminds me of, like, you remember when we were little kids, and it's like when you're a little kid, you know, let's say you're like, 8 or, 7, 8 years old.
Yeah.
I remember going outside, and it's like my dad had left, like, you know, like a hammer and a saw, and there was like some 2x4s and stuff like that. And in your brain, your imagination is just like so alive when you're a little kid. You're thinking, you know what? Yeah. I'm going to build a spaceship.
Right.
And I'm going to go to space. And I've got some screws and some hammer and nails and stuff like that. And you know, you lose that as you get older because you realize that, it's not possible. When you see something like this where Jeff Bezos, yeah, he literally is saying that the solar system can support 1 trillion humans. Now, where did you get the number trillion? I don't know.
He got it from somewhere. But
somewhere.
But a trillion.
He's making this claim that, you know, he foresees a space race, right, of people, of humans in space, you know, like instead of pigs in space, it's humans in space.
Jeez,
and he's saying that with this trillion humans in space, that we would end up coming with developing 1,000 more Mozarts and 1,000 Einsteins.
Just by the sheer number of people, he says, will be
right
out there. There's going to be statistically some more Mozarts and Einsteins. Bezos, I'm at a loss for words here because I just don't have anything nice to say about this. This is so stupid.
You know what this is? Listen, this is the same thing you see with Elon Musk. And listen, yeah. I have mad respect for Jeff Bezos as far as his success story goes, because this guy started Amazon in his garage 24 years ago and was actually like driving packages to the post office himself. Now the dude's like a multi-billionaire. He's extremely successful. And if you look at other people like him, like we'll take Elon Musk, for example, right, where Elon Musk will just wake up one morning and he'll go,
they get a little wacky.
You know, I think it'd be cool to sell flamethrowers. And then he makes flamethrowers and he sells them. You know, it's just like when you've got that much money, I don't know, maybe you just automatically become eccentric and start thinking about, like, we should make send a trillion people to space.
Seriously, where is the cognitive capacity of a Bezos or Bezos to say
he's
trillion people in space?
He's eccentric. He's a dreamer. I mean,
dude,
you know?
How it doesn't take much research on the Internet or anywhere.
Listen.
Talk to an astronaut. How do you live in space? Cosmic radiation.
Right.
You can't even. You know
I get
saying?
It. Yeah. I get what you're saying, dude. Yeah. I'm picking up what you're laying down. Let me just say this much, okay?
Right.
I would rather have Jeff Bezos taking his billions of dollars trying to figure out how to make it so that trillions of people could live in space than somebody like Bill Gates taking his money and making sure that he's sending vaccines to every child on the planet.
Oh, you had to throw that in there in the mix. So I have to sort of agree with you on that.
Yes, you do. Ha,
yeah,
checkmate.
That's pretty bad. That was mean. That was really mean. Listen, folks, again, if he wants to spend his money doing that, but if you think this is a reality, unless you become a species that is impermeable to cosmic radiation, you ain't living
realistic.
In space. I'm sorry.
It's not
meant to live in space. No, this is fantasy.
Have a little fun. Come on, man.
The plane! A little tattoo going up with Bezos. Again, if you take Bill and Melinda Gates with you, I'll even throw in a buck, right? I will. You don't have to, you need it, but go ahead, take them with you. Folks, we got top 10 truth topics not covered in any way, shape, or form adequately by the mainstream pharmaceutically conflicted media. We got one germ fighting another germ. Germs kill germs? What's the purpose of it? We'll tell you, there's a pharmaceutical agenda behind it. Finally, health savings accounts and more on The Robert Scott Bell Show, because the power to heal is yours. We'll be back.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264.
Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.